If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you weekly, we are, by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Dr. Arthur Perry at 34 past the hour. Let's see, where did we leave off on the stories? Ah, yes, radiation and breast cancer survivors. Dr. Mike, what can you tell us about that headline?
Well, this is the same, if you will, thing, meaning that these people who had breast cancer got radiation for it. And because the radiation was over, and especially those who had left breast radiation, was over the heart, they got what is called on a scale of 2 to 6 grays. And for every 1 gray unit, they had a 7.5% increase in heart disease. And that's because the radiation gets to the heart at the same time. What it means is exactly what we said in the previous thing about avoiding sugar, added syrups, non-100% whole grains, saturated fat, four-legged animal fat, two-legged animal skin, one, and palm and coconut oil, and avoiding, if you will, trans fat, and to do a little exercise, and to do, if you will, meditation every day, because you, once you survive cancer, once you get the operation, that's just the start of your getting healthy feeling. You should get healthy and turn off those genes that promote, in fact, that promote the cancer cell growth. And that's how you do it. So that's what we would say for this.
Let's talk about superbugs, because I've heard a couple of stories here over the past couple of weeks about a potential for a superbug that may be coming up. And these superbugs have, I guess, the potential to cause untreatable infections and maybe pose what could be a pretty bad threat to the population. And I guess the reason is that these antibiotics may not be able to treat these things is in some cases maybe they're quickly prescribed. Why are antibiotics so quickly prescribed in a lot of cases?
Well, I think there are two things here, and I want to go over both of them. One is the evolution of viruses to, in animals and in man, to more viral, if you will, more potent viruses. And the other is bacteria. And they're very different, but they came at the same time. And let me speak about this both difference and the danger they pose. Now, if you get antibiotics, if you treat bacteria long enough with antibiotics, the bacteria will either die or they will find out a way to avoid them. And that's what's happened to the bacteria. They've avoided the way to avoid them. It's actually with, It is with a plasmid. That's with a little piece of genetic material where they transfer it from bacteria to bacteria. It's just like they give each other a virus, but that virus they're giving each other, that little particle they're giving each other, prevents the antibacterial from having an effect. And they just do it because there's so many of them that randomly they have an abnormality in their DNA, and that random abnormality in their DNA prevents them from dying, so they survive and they grow and they thrive. And we use antibacterials so commonly. You know, every little kid who gets a ear infection gets an antibacterial.
Right.
We give it to chickens to have them grow more. We give them to meat products and beef to have them be healthier. And all this use of antibiotics allows the bacteria to say, just by accident, to grow DNA that helps them survive. And then, since they're surviving, they pass it on to another bacteria. At the same time, we have stopped developing new antibacterials because, remember, you give an antibacterial for 3 to 10 days, that's X amount of money to the company. But you give a if you will, a drug that you take every day of your life, like something that controls blood pressure or controls blood sugar in a diabetic, and you can charge a lot less and make a lot more over a year. So the pharmaceutical companies have had little incentive to develop new antibacterials compared to their developing other drugs. And so we have relatively underdeveloped antibacterials and overdeveloped some of the other drugs, which means we don't have new antibacterials.
So what can people do then if they're sick and they want to avoid antibiotics?
Well, the key is one is wash your hands as well as you can, wash your food as well as you can, and know where you're going and know that the restaurants have strict patrolling ways of doing this. The second is maybe we think taking a probiotic with healthy bacteria and repopulating your own gut with healthy bacteria may help. It does in pregnant moms and in their infants. We know that. We don't know it in us older folk or even in people who get chronic disease. Don't take things that weaken your immune system unless you absolutely need to take them. So keep your own immune system healthy with healthy food. It's the same food we talked about in the last time. That is in the last hour about what you should do after breast cancer or after prostate cancer, after colon cancer. That is, you avoid those five food felons, walk 10,000 steps a day, meditate 5 minutes morning and night. And if you're exposed to any toxin like tobacco, stop it. And then the other thing is, if you will, that I want to get into is the super, if you will, viruses. And there are new viruses. So there's a new virus that's started in the Arabian Peninsula, where out of the 14 people who have contracted it, 8 have died. And it is associated with pneumonia. It appears to be responsive to one of the antivirals we now have. So the key is, if you come back from the Arabian Peninsula, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, those areas, and with a respiratory illness, see your physician soon and ask him to look up the superbugs on the superviruses on the CDC, Center for Communicable Diseases, the Center for Disease Control in the U.S., or it's now called the Center for Disease Prevention and Control in the U.S., because they have a nice long statement on this super virus.
In the minute we have left, can I interest you in a McDonald's yolk-free Egg McMuffin?
No.
How does that sound?
It's still got a lot of cheese and bacon, which is, it still has a lot of saturated fat.
Yeah, and here's
so what this is a step in the right direction, if you will. If it's a whole grain,
it is,
if you will, English muffin,
it is,
with a egg white on it,
yeah.
And then what you want to do is take off. You know, when I go on one of these airplanes and get breakfast, and I know I should eat breakfast, so I do, I will often try and get the eggs and the whole grain English muffin and take off the little hamburger and the cheese. So I don't get the saturated fat, which is killer stuff in those.
Yeah, it shaves off with the egg white only, yolk-free. It takes off 50 calories. But again, with the Canadian bacon, slice of white cheddar, you negate any benefit. The thing about it is, here's where they shoot themselves in the foot if people want it. They want people to buy it. It's a premium option. So if you want this, you've got to pay more. Why wouldn't you order it?
Why would you pay more for something that has less in it?
Well, yeah. So sure. So I think that's a problem.
It's like, you know, to get from a whole grain to white bread, they have to refine it.
Yeah.
Why should you pay more for white bread when, in fact, it's more refined? It's gone through extra processes than regular old whole grain bread. It's a stupid thing.
It's a good point. Good point. All right. Coming up after the break, it's what we call Straight Talk from the Docs. Joining in for the conversation, Dr. Arthur Perry, with some very interesting, fascinating topics to talk about with Dr. Mike, and another Real Age Tip of the Week coming up before the end of the show here today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD, on Radio MD. Stay well.